The person who you're trying to reach is currently not available. Please leave a message after the beep.
It's hard to say whether this is your voicemail. I'm going to go ahead and leave a message for you, Craig, if that's you. If it is, call me. Well, you've decided to listen once again, and why wouldn't you? The response from the first podcast was overwhelming. You've flooded my inbox with emails gushing at length about how much you loved it, and it just goes to show that my lack of confidence in the first podcast was totally unjustified. Obviously, even though I thought it was just total bullshit, you guys thought it was gold. It was little gold nuggets of audio for free for you from me. So clearly you're back, and I'm back, and we're here, and we're rocking Led Zeppelin. All right, so obviously the topic of this next podcast is a travelogue, again, featuring the author of The American Mastodon, whose name I can use, by permission, Craig Harmon. I spent a lot of time this past week trying to get in touch with Craig. I called, and I tried to speak in Spanish, and I communicated with a clerk. And the first half of the podcast is that, those calls, my Spanish conversation with those clerks. The second half of the podcast is the actual call with Craig. That's right, Craig Harmon, live, on the air, in your ears, off your iPod, Craig Harmon. Believe it. I'm going to talk to him about his time in Peru. And believe me when I tell you, it's amazing.
Nous sommes désolés. Le numéro que vous avez composé est débranché ou n'est plus en service. Veuillez vérifier le numéro et composer de nouveau.
We're sorry, you have dialed a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number you dialed and try your call again.
Well, no luck the first time. Here's the second.
Este es su mensaje de Claro. Si desea, deje su mensaje en la casilla de voz. Usted ha llamado al buzón de voz 1-9-2-0-4-7-1-0-6. Después del tono, grabe su mensaje.
Another disconnect. Sometimes you want to give up. You try and you try, and it just doesn't come together. It's in those moments that you need to look within yourself to really hold on. And try one more time. I find that strength within myself. And although I've been hurt before, I pick up the phone and I dial those numbers and I do what it takes to make a great podcast. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. Why? Oh, I don't know. Because I fucking rock. Because I rock. I rock your world. Thank me. Later. I'm just gonna let this play for a while. What do you think? I think it's a great idea. Why? Because it's a great tune. A great tune. It touches me. It touches me in my heart. But that's enough. Craig Harmon.
Hello.
Craig Harmon.
What?
Hola.
Hello.
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 Craig Harmon.
Speak Spanish?
Sí.
Speak Spanish?
Sí. Llamo por Craig
Hello.
Harmon.
Está llamando de qué habitación?
Una persona.
Hola.
Nombre Craig Harmon.
Number.
¿Es esto un hostel?
210.
210.
¿Qué lo?
¿Un hostel?
Ya, perfecto. Sí, sí, enseguida.
¿En Perú?
Bye.
¿En Perú? Well, no luck the first time. Here's the second.
Hello, buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Me escucho.
Miro por una persona norteamericana.
What?
Una persona norteamericana.
Speak Spanish?
Sí. En su casa es una persona norteamericana.
Ya.
Yeah. ¿Ya?
¿Cómo me está diciendo? Repita, por favor.
En su casa, una persona norteamericana.
¿Americano?
Sí.
¿De qué lugar está llamando? ¿De qué lugar está llamando? Aló.
Es
Aló.
Su country. Perú.
De Perú.
Suramericano.
¿Cómo?
Suramericano.
Ya.
¿Sí?
¿Usted quiere hacer reservación?
Lima.
¿Cómo?
Arequipa.
¿Reservación?
No, una persona. Craig Harmon. Una persona en su casa, Craig Harmon.
¿Cuántas personas?
Una persona.
¿Cuántas personas?
En su casa, hoy, Craig Harmon. Un hombre.
Un moment.
25.
Ando con el teléfono en la cámara, para responderse. Don Carlos, tiene un aviso. No, está sin escuato. A mí me dice para ponerme, no quería buscar otra conversa. Un moment, ¿ya?
Sí.
Un moment.
Sí.
¿Cuántas personas?
No, no. Espero que escuchar una persona norteamericano, Craig Harmon, hoy, ahora.
Un moment.
Gracias.
Aló. Un momento.
Deseo hablar con una persona. Su nombre Craig Harmon.
Ah, ya.
Una norteamericana, ¿sí?
Sí, hay un momento.
Gracias. Mi español es muy bien, ¿sí?
¿Cómo?
Mi español...
¿Cómo es su nombre?
¿Mi nombre o... La hombre...
Ya. ¿Y el americano, su nombre? El que está, con el que desea hablar usted.
Deseo hablar con Craig. Ahora.
Ya. Craig.
Harmon.
¿Un solo nombre?
Craig Harmon.
¿Cómo?
Craig Harmon.
John Craig.
No, Craig Harmon. La hombre.
Moment. Don Carlos, ¿cómo le va a hablar ya? ¿Cómo se transferencia?
Hello.
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 Hello, sí. Sí, buenos.
Deseo hablar con.
Hello.
Hello.
Habla.
Deseo hablar. Deseo hablar con Craig Harmon.
Sí. My name is Carlos Burga. I'm in Hostel Revash. It's possible to speak English slower.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk to Craig Harmon. That's a name. There's a person in the hostel from America named Craig.
Your name?
What? Okay.
Excuse me. A ver, until a moment. It's possible to repeat, please?
Yes. I want to talk to a person named
thank
Craig.
You. Yeah.
From America.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah. Continue, please.
Are you in a hostel right now?
I'm in the hostel, Revash. I'm.
Bueno. Is there a person in the hostel named Craig?
Hospital?
No, hostel. Hotel.
Hostel. Hotel. Yeah, hotel.
Yeah. Is there a person there named Craig from America?
Yeah.
Is there a person there named Craig?
Ay, caramba. Momo. Excuse me. One moment. I need a... Continue, please.
Is there a person in the hotel from America today?
Yeah. It's not possible if you is a little Spanish?
Sí.
¿Yo?
Deseo hablar con una persona en la hotel.
Yeah. Correcto. Excelente. With me. My name is Carlos Burga.
Hola, Carlos. Me llamo...
Nice to meet you, Daniel.
Good to meet you. Deseo hablar con un hombre norteamericano.
Yeah.
La nombre de él es Craig Harmon.
Again, your name?
El hombre es 25 y blanco.
Yeah.
¿Sí?
Yeah, excelente. Entonces, Please, please, in this moment, I'm in one annexo, the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, in 5 minutes, repeat. You call to the hotel.
Si. Si. Si.
In 5 minutes,
en
please. Yeah.
Cinco,
in 5 minutes.
Cinco. Si, si. Bueno.
Si.
Bueno.
En 5 minutos, llame otra vez, please. Yeah. Por favor.
Gracias, gracias.
Yeah. No
gracias.
Problem. Yeah. Entonces, en 5 minutos.
Bueno,
yeah.
Bueno. Gracias. What happens when a 26-year-old guy decides he hates his life in LA and his job and his law office? He goes to Peru to find himself, starring Craig Harmon. It's Ain't Harmon Peru.
Hello, buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Hello.
Hello.
Ya, le voy a pasar.
Sí.
Hey.
Oh my God.
So you got to talk. You talking a little Spanish?
Man, I've got.
Habla un poco castellano.
I've got about a half an hour of me talking to the various guys who work there. I was like, espero escuchar un hombre norteamericano, Craig Harmon.
That's funny. Because I don't think they knew my name. They just knew like
well,
what room
really
I was
helpful.
In.
Why did you give me this phone number? I mean,
because they said that they could patch me through to my room, which they can't. Like I have a phone in my room, but
it was really
it doesn't
funny.
Work.
They put me on hold.
So you were,
it was playing this really funny version of Swanee River. It was like a Casio keyboard.
That's hilarious,
man. So can you?
He even got me, and he's like, is your friend trying to call you? And I was like, yeah. but I mean, he was obviously talking in Spanish, and I was like, did he talk to you in Spanish? And he was like, yeah, un poco.
did you have this conversation with them in Spanish?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Has your Spanish gotten
yeah.
really good?
No, not really good, but it's definitely gotten better. I mean, I can get by well enough.
So, can you
But
talk?
It's not by any means fluent or anything.
So can you talk?
What's that?
Can you talk?
I can talk, yeah, for a little bit.
Okay. Couple of things really fast.
It might, yeah, okay.
American Idol.
Yeah, Taylor Hicks, huh?
Yeah, you heard about it even in Peru.
Oh, news travels fast.
Yeah, of my prediction.
Came true.
Absolutely.
Was it any surprise?
No.
I'm sure in your mind it wasn't at all.
It was never in doubt. It was a foregone conclusion. So
has he released a single yet?
Has he? Yeah, he released, you know, some kind of like the standard American Idol ballad, but he also the B-side of it was Taking It to the Streets by the Doobies.
Taking it to the streets.
Hey, so
that's all I know of that song.
I mean, it's a classic Doobies tune.
Yeah.
So
you think you smoked a big, huge reefer after he won? with all of his pals.
I'd be surprised, man. I heard an interview with him where he was basically saying how hot he thought Catherine McPhee was.
Yeah, well, that was, I mean, he'd have to be brain dead. Not
it was
think
funny.
That, so.
He was like, yeah, these girls were really beautiful. I mean, Catherine McPhee and Mendeza.
Yeah, that Mendeza was a real looker.
I mean, he like threw her in there, and it was so awkward the way he threw her in. It was really obvious.
It was such a pity little vote.
It really was, all politics. So listen, the delay on my setup is really bad, so it's weird for me to kind of, for us to have our usual rapid-fire repartee.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
But
plus it's a little late here,
yeah.
So I'm a little, plus I haven't talked English in a while.
Right.
Funny.
I mean, it's
kind of
lose really
it a little
hard.
Bit.
Between all the Spanish people around you and Cora Lee, the Belgian.
Yes.
You've been doing a lot
of
traveling.
I haven't seen Cora Lee in quite a few weeks. Well, that's because I've only written about, like, the first 2 weeks of my trip. I haven't even written about anything else. Let me tell you the woes of my camera.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Is that all right?
Yeah.
First of all, the first setback I had with my camera is that I went to an internet cafe and I tried to copy all of the pictures from my camera onto a CD. Worked fine, worked splendidly, until I tried to use that same CD in another computer, and there were no pictures at all on that CD. By that time, of course, I had erased all the pictures on my memory card. So the first, like, 100 pictures that I took are just completely gone. I have no idea where they are. They just didn't show up on the CD. So, don't make the same mistake twice. Next time, I take it to a special store that charges you 10 soles, basically $3, to copy it onto a CD from, like, directly from the memory stick. So I do that. Pictures work. Bueno. Great. Fantastico. And then, on a trip, on a bus trip, my camera gets stolen.
No.
So, yeah, my camera gets stolen. So I'm like, well, okay, that really sucked. My camera gets stolen, obviously.
Did it get stolen? Hold on. Did it get stolen as in like a holdup, or was it just like pickpocketed?
No, I have no idea when it got stolen.
So
I think that it got stolen,
so it wasn't
on a bus ride at night. It was not an armed robbery. There was no confrontation involved.
I have no idea.
Maybe the story
happened.
Will be amended later.
I have no idea.
For dramatic effect.
It was definitely
but
a hold.
For right now, no. Yeah, right. There were some armed bandits along a one lane dirt road in the middle of Peru, and I fended them off. Luckily, they only took my camera. They wanted much more. They wanted my life.
They said, either give us your camera or we're taking this young virgin's life.
Right. And I'm a noble man, so I gave them my camera because it's just a camera. But life is precious. I've always said that.
Yeah.
And so that sucked. My camera got stolen. But that's just where the fun starts. So then I buy a new camera, which is like $150 more to buy one here than in the United States, basically. So
yeah.
I spend a shitload of money on the camera. Okay, so fast forward maybe a week. Oh, and I also have to buy like a new memory stick because it's a new kind of camera, different camera, blah, blah, blah. I have to buy a memory stick. Memory stick also expensive, like $50 maybe. To buy a fucking memory stick. Then, fast forward a week, and another robbery occurs. I don't know when or how or why, but this time, they steal my plane tickets.
No.
And this, yeah, which is totally useless to them, was very important to me. And the CD that had my pictures on it.
No.
That I had only uploaded like 5 pictures to the internet. And that's all the other pictures, all 95 other pictures, totally gone. So now I have basically no pictures at all that I've taken except for the ones that I've put on my blog, which is like total like 15 pictures. Okay, so that totally sucks. But at least I still have my camera, right? Okay, so my camera, no, they didn't send my camera again. So now, the other day, I arrive in this town, Chachapoyas, and I do the same thing. I take my memory stick, I take it into a little store, they burn it onto a CD. When I go to pick up my camera, they've lost the memory stick. $50.
And they
so I go to the police station. I go to the police station, I say, listen, they said that, you know, they gave me the memory stick, but they didn't give me the memory stick. It's $50. They owe me $50. The guy's like, well, blah, blah, blah. I filled out a report. If they find it, they'll send it to you. Great. Typical fucking Peruvian.
Unbelievable, man. Do you still...
So, like that's been, like, my huge problem. Oh, that, and they stole the battery charger to my iPod. So my iPod's useless.
Dude, I mean, was there ever any doubt that this was going to happen when you went to Peru?
There was. I did not expect this to happen.
There was not in my mind. I knew it was going to happen.
Especially since I consider myself to be, you know, at least somewhat vigilant.
I mean, Craig.
Hello?
Yeah, Craig. I said, why don't you go to, like, Argentina, Brazil? You chose to go to
yeah.
the third world of the third world.
Well, I know that now. I know that now. Maybe I made a mistake.
So why don't you leave?
Next
you still got time left.
No, because this is getting good. I mean, it's right now I'm in real sort of cowboy territory.
Oh, good.
But it's yeah, I know. It's like I'm actually going even worse places, but it's really beautiful, and then. Fool me once, shame on you, or whatever. Fool me twice. You know what I mean? So, I'll be watching my bag a little more carefully now.
The next time I talk to you, you're going to be like, yeah, so you know when I said that I didn't thought it was going to be worse after that memory card? Well, I was brutally raped on a bus.
Yeah.
By a band
well,
of
funny because
4'3" Guatemalan men that looked vaguely like balls.
It's so funny because my dad wrote me this email right before, like, my plane tickets, my CD, my memory stick, the day before all that happened. And he was like, sounds like you're doing real well and you're getting real self-sufficient. Sounds like you're having a really good time. And, well, our prayer group at church is, praying for you, and it was like the next day I had all this shit going. I was like, Dad, you gotta pray a little harder.
No.
The big man's just not really caring right now what's going on.
He was watching the Stanley Cup playoffs. God, I mean.
So yeah, so that's can you hear this thing that's going on? The hello?
What thing?
You can't hear it, but it's just, on my end, it's just going,
Oh, really?
For like 5 seconds.
Well,
it's okay now.
I mean, if pressed, I would.
I'm telling you, I'm in the middle of BFE, man.
Of what?
Wait, hold on. BFE?
What's that?
It's an acronym. You never heard of BFE?
No. Is that a...
That's fucking Egypt. No.
Is that a backpacker term?
No. Yeah. Yeah, you got to go on some trek to know that one.
Are you meeting a lot of kind of backpackery people?
I was at the beginning of my trip because there's a lot of tourists that go to the southern part. But now that I've gone to the northern part, like, the only people that I've met in the last, like, week and a half have been three Peace Corps volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah. I met one Peace Corps volunteer in this little town called Sevendine, and then today, actually, I met two American Peace Corps volunteers.
Wow. So
we went hiking and stuff today. So I really am in the middle of, like, absolute nowhere.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not enjoying getting my stuff stolen, obviously. That like, makes me angry for a day, and then I'm over it.
Have you had, like, tons of diarrhea?
No. Not really.
Be honest.
No, I didn't even drink the water here. I think I just have sort of, like, an adaptive stomach. I'll tell you what, though. My shit stinks real bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like toxic. It's like when I take a shit, I feel like something is dying inside me, and it's coming out.
Now, do you think that dying?
But it's not diarrhea. It's just really toxic shit.
Do you think that dying thing inside of you is the part of you that you left in LA?
I think it's that. I think it's the old me. One second. Un momento. Es un otro. Hello?
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 No.
Dos. Hola.
Hi. There was, like, another call coming on the line, so I tried to hear something. He's like, it's not a big deal.
I mean, what the fuck is the call going to be? Hey, is that idiot American there? Does he have any more cameras?
Yeah. It's so stupid, though. Like, how can it be $150 more here? Like, can't they just buy it off Amazon and ship it here?
Yeah, it probably costs $150 to ship it there.
Yeah, bullshit. I mean, it doesn't cost $150 to ship it.
You need, like, armed transport to get a camera through the country of Peru without getting, you know.
Well, clearly.
So listen.
Unbelievable. Country of thieves.
What have you learned about yourself?
I've learned that I don't like getting stuff stolen from me.
I mean, really.
Something apart from that, I don't know. I'll have to sift through it all when I get back.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing specific.
What about?
I think I have a lot less sympathy for poor people.
Before?
No, or for now? Poor people.
Now you have
less. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I really don't care.
You wandering through the Peruvian countryside has shown you that.
Right. I just
want
to go back
lazy.
To the nice relative comfort of the United States.
Yeah. Fuck them. Go die.
Fuck
in a
them. They're lazy. They're
ass.
Fucking lazy. Lazy fucking.
Hey, so this Belgian girl.
Yeah.
Coralie.
Yeah, so, funnily enough, 24-year-old lesbian Belgian cop of Peruvian ancestry.
Yee.
Immediate reaction. Yee.
I mean, that's not painting a picture of sexy. I might be sick.
Oh, no. There really wasn't a lot of sexiness with Coralie, but.
But did you have sex with
her? She was really funny. She was really fun to. She was really fun to travel with. Dude,
you didn't have,
hello?
You didn't have sex with her?
No, I did not.
Have you had sex?
I have not yet on this trip, actually.
Really?
No. I had a chance, actually, with of the Peace Corps volunteer.
Okay.
But I
was it
like
a charity thing?
Right. It was like, listen, I just had a lot of stuff stolen. And I mean, I've been traveling by myself. I don't know. Maybe you and I want to... I mean, we're both American, right? So...
God. So
no, it was like
back?
She invited me back to her apartment and we just smoked pot.
Really?
Talked for a while. And then I like wandered through the city at like 2 a.m. back to my hostel. Totally thinking that someone was just going to come and kill me.
Or just take your camera.
Or just, yeah. That's all they really care about here.
Man, well.
That and the charger to my iPod, because that's really important to them. That's going to really do them a lot of good.
I know.
And my plane ticket.
Unbelievable. So are you, like, excited to come back?
Unbelievable. What's that?
Are you excited?
This is the worst phone in the world. I can't. Go back to. No, not to Peru. Hold on a second. It just cuts out for like 10 seconds.
Wait,
so sorry.
Are you?
Am I
going
to go back
to
Peru? No. Am I in Peru right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you in Bolivia?
Yeah.
Were you
I was in Bolivia for like five days. You can go on Lake Titicaca. You to the Bolivian side for like. You can go to the Bolivian side. It's just better. It's a nice little town and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I went to the Bolivian side for like 5 days, and then we went to this island. You can walk on the island. But that's it. Everything else has been in Peru. All
right. Well, listen, I'm going to go.
Thanks. Okay. How does the first one turn out? iPod or the podcast?
They're not talking about it in Peru yet.
What's that?
They're not talking about it in Peru yet?
No. Well, things are like, it's still like 1984 here.
so they don't have podcasts?
Give it maybe 20 years and they'll be talking about nothing but the podcast. So.
Yeah. I mean, how do you think it
I was walking
out?
On the market.
It
I was walking around the market. What's that?
How do you think it turned out? It turned out great.
Of course. Of course. Why did I doubt? Why even ask?
Do you care if I use your name on this?
What's that? Do I what?
Care if I use your name on this.
Oh, just my first name or my full name?
Your full name.
My full name and my address and my...
No. It's fine.
No.
I mean, nobody's... All right, good.
Just use my first name.
In the first one, I like beeped out our names with sound effects, comic sound effects. But the whole section at the beginning of this one, where I'm trying to get them to connect me to your room, is so funny. I don't want to ruin it with sound effects.
Okay.
It goes on for
yeah, whatever. Okay.
All right, dude. Well, listen. Travel safe.
That sounds so funny. I can't believe that you were talking to him in Spanish.
Dude, it was hilarious.
Because I know he doesn't really speak English, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was
You know your stuff, man. You know your castellano.
I was like, Carlos, mi español es muy bien, no?
He said, espero hablar con mi amigo.
I was like, deseo hablar con un hombre norteamericano.
You said it's better escuchar. I want to listen to my friend.
All right, listen. I'm taking off. Travel safe.
Hi, man. It's good talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll call you when I get back in the States.
When do you leave?
July 19th.
All right, well, maybe we, can set up another one.
Yeah, maybe we can.
Just email me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, when I'm in another situation like this where it's a friendly hostel and I can use a phone, then I'll let you know.
All right, cool.
And hopefully the connection's a little better because this one's kind of shit. So.
All right.
Cool, man. I'll talk to you later.
Later.
All right, bye.
This episode featured the music of Led Zeppelin and Peter Gabriel.